This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Hi there. Welcome to Bias Chinese. This is purely, deeply, truly personal. I'm a Mananian Chinese mainlander, and I've spent the first 30 years of my life in China, which means I've been through the reform and opening up, the earthquake in 2008, the build-up of the Great Firewall, and lastly, the COVID-19. In this podcast, I just want to give a common individual Chinese perspective on the things happening. Because I'm sick of propaganda, and I simply don't want to be represented by anyone else without my consent. Like millions of the commoners in China, here's what I think. There was a time when every Chinese admitted that Cultural Revolution is a mistake, an abhorrent period in our modern history. This consensus was already reached in 1980s and 1990s China. At least when I was a student, when I read in my history textbook, it was literally recorded as a mistake. As teenage students, teenage like me, took this idea for granted. Whenever we talk about Cultural Revolution, our first feedback would be like, that is wrong, of course. But in recent years, the narrative has changed. The word mistake was corrected into exploration. It was described as 10 years of exploration. You can tell the difference, right? So I don't want to explain more about it. Last week, with Netflix releasing its newly made TV series, Three Body Problem, Chinese people began a wave of discussion online, mainly out of the Great Firewall, namely on Twitter. People were lamenting about how the history of Cultural Revolution was obscured right now. And no joking, guys. We are worrying about the revival of it now. The rumor that Xi wants to start another cultural revolution emerged around 2018, according to my memory. At that time, it was still regarded as a very ridiculous opinion, including me at that time held a huge doubt on it. However, sadly, I have to admit it to you now, I begin to feel inclined to this opinion because I've seen a lot of traces of its reviving as a Chinese. Then, hold on, you should firstly know what do a common Chinese knows about Cultural Revolution. I'm a Mananian, of course, I haven't been through Cultural Revolution, God bless, thank you. But my grandparents did, and my parents made a tale of it when they were primary students. Me, all my knowledge about it is from books, Google, and YouTube. Especially I watch a lot of Chinese people who have been there. I listened their telling. Basically, I got to know an original Chinese version and interpretation of this catastrophe on humankind. Let's get to the story. Background. It happened after 3 years Great Leap Movement, which caused the biggest famine on modern human history. Mao Zedong, the so-called founder of PRC, People's Republic of China, was fully responsible for this famine because of his ignorance on scientific and economic law. The idolship blinded this former general and poet. And this is also a tragedy of dictatorship. Again, no one could remain rational and reasonable on the seat of dictator. Too much power on one human would ruin this single human, also the group of human that he led. This is a bloody lesson that was proven by unaccountable human lives, mostly Chinese. Then Mao Zedong, a guy who had no proper education on economy and who had never seen by his own eyes the Western civilization, opened the book of Karl Marx, probably a cranky translated Chinese version, and came across the concept of super infrastructure, and amazed by this idea because, you know, he was a poet. That part might be the only passage that spoke to him over the whole book. Then you know what happened next. I just watched the latest YouTube video on Cultural Revolution made by an American scholar. The channel is called One Dime. I'd say most of his analysis is true. One point in particular, he resumed that Mao is a real Marxist. I partly agree. The other part is that I don't think he really get Marxism. And I think a lot of his motivation is still to shift the blame from the three-year leap and grab the power. That explained better under the context of that age.